as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Don't we love a Friday, Australia? It is Friday, so as always, all jokes must go, no matter how shoddy or poorly constructed.
Who's got a magnet up their rectum?
We'll find out. Are you sick of something, listeners? Celebrities showing up at Bondi Beach, internet scams from Nigeria, Richard Marsland. Take it out on us. Do it.
The Birdman Rally. Are they doing enough?
Oh, yes. They've got to get some fashions on the field.
Big time.
From Birdman. I think there's one happening this Monday.
Yes, there is, sir. Yes, there is. Also, how to get your hands on Short Bus.
Oh, Brian Nankervis, the brains behind Rock Whiz, sits in from midday and will be devising a few new Rock Whiz duets and asking for your input, listeners. Anything
else? Excellent work. Jenna Bush has written a book. Find out more.
All this plus a fat bloke being craned from his house, celebrity relapses, and a very special tribute to the late John Inman. It's all coming up on Get This, where for once we're organised and ready to go.
The plan of attack, plan A, get yourself a big net. Mm-hmm. Plan B, grab your stick. Yep. But if the beast is still on the run, call in the man with the tranquilizer gun.
That's what we do. Oh, that's you too, Desire. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin, one of Australia's most respected broadcasters. Thank you, Farmer.
Oh dear.
We've got Ed Cavalli, who's, he's been up all night, and he says he's got a fantastic bunch of new segments for today's show.
But soon it became clear he was making it all up.
Oh, that's unfair.
Unfair.
And Richard Marsland, who promises to, he's going to do something today that will blow everyone away.
And he will.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
Good to have Mao's support.
Was that it there? Just pressing that button, maybe.
That was it.
Hey, it was our 200th show yesterday, and we didn't notice.
I didn't know.
We didn't do
no
anything.
No one told me.
Nothing special happened.
Wasn't exactly a platter on offer when we got to work.
Yeah.
None of the sandwiches reserved for the Ideas Igniter.
We had an Ideas Igniter yesterday.
There was an Ideas Igniter in the building, I think.
Oh, I was in the Discovery Tank.
Sorry.
Doing some insight mining.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't hear about it.
I was showered in ideas for a bit.
Yeah. You
cleaned myself off.
Just before the fine storm.
Mm.
Yeah, we didn't really celebrate, and it's not a good sound.
But what do you do?
Like,
what?
You know, it's like 6 weeks into a show, and then we're celebrating. This looks pretty poor.
It will have needed to have been celebrated if we don't make it to 300.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But normally I think it's the 500th show is really where we'll do something fancy.
What do we do?
Oh, balloon animals, rope tricks. It'll all be happening. Bit of teabagging.
Ah.
You know, that's the thing. Yesterday, our first break on our 200th show was a discussion of teabagging.
No. It was a discussion of journalism.
Oh, yeah.
Of print journalism.
Good to have that as the flagship break out of the blocks.
Yeah. Waving the flag for the program.
Yeah. Poor old Mr. Ballsack. That was our opening yesterday. Let's see if we can clean it up. I've got a story here. A study of spider copulation has found that male spiders leave part of their sex organ inside their female partner to deter rivals. It's an odd process, isn't
it?
Surely a one-off. Calling up someone you were with last night. Excuse me, did I leave...
I did, didn't I?
Can you just have a look? Because I think I might have left it there.
Yeah, I did. Right. I did, didn't I? Yes, I did. Ah, I feel so stupid. What time do you finish work? No, because I've got basketball. No, I'll come around after basketball.
Yeah, just whack it in a padded envelope and send it into
send
me.
Send it my way.
Because I'm going to be needing that.
Oh, that's like the old King Missile song, Detachable Penis.
Yeah, that's right.
At least the spiders have the courtesy to call the next day. I mean, sure, it's for their own selfish reasons, but... Puts them above some of the other male species.
Some of the blokes you know, hey?
Certainly.
Give us a call.
Poor old Mr. Ballsack.
Mm.
We won't go back there. Look, you know, whenever we talk about matters like this, there are complaints and people don't like hearing the phrases. You know, the ones you hear in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Erectile, hello.
Oh, dear.
And premature, whoops.
See.
All that gear. Every time we run those ads on the station, there are calls. And we've had a lot more calls for a thing we did last year sometime. Where we kind of solved this whole issue.
Helped them out.
And I noticed none of the advertising people or anyone here at the station is taking our advice.
Not on board.
This was our way of sorting this deal out.
Hey, gents, are you sick of turning on the radio in mixed company just in time to cop an ad for...
One of a guy's worst fears is erectile dysfunction.
Or...
Our nasal delivery technology will make premature ejaculation a
thing of the past.
Tired of tuning in for a bit of those idiots crapping on about caftans and instead being sold a can of nasal stiffy spray or something to stop you getting off at Jollymont? Well, get your hand off it and calm down, because the marketing geniuses at Get This have cranked the ideas shower up to 11 and come up with an ad that will eliminate awkward references to
erectile dysfunction
and
premature ejaculation
forever. Thanks to Matty D on the Pots and Pans, these embarrassing phrases have now been replaced by subtle oral counterparts. For example, hey fellas, is your downstairs department suffering from... Then just inhale a snort of Get This spray and you're... will be ready to... in an instant. Check it out.
Oh, no, not again. Hang on, where's that spray? No, nothing. Oh, hang on. Bloody hell, that's impressive.
Hey, guys, are you going before it's your stop? Then prolong the inevitable with new Get This. Now, when things start getting a bit... ahead of schedule, you can apply the... and keep things on the... new Get This! From the makers of Get This... products to make you go... and not... yeah. I don't know exactly what that condition is.
Sputtering to a shuddering halt syndrome.
I don't reckon you'd want it.
Not at all. She's the lady in the... Oh, you were going to say, Tone.
Yeah, it's Lee Simon doing
that's
a voice.
It's Lee Simon, the Triple M Whisper guy.
And when we did that last year, I said, the Triple M Whisper guy. Oh, that's reducing an entire oeuvre down to something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lee.
But, you know, we did that last year and I said, Lee, do you want me to credit you? And he's going, no. Just leave me out of it. I don't want to be linked with...
The girl in that ad, she's so happy about premature ejaculation.
She is.
She's ecstatic about it.
Let's leave Lee out of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't suffer from any kind of... at all!
That was a wrong side effect. Yeah. Sound effect, wasn't it?
It's meant to go down.
Yeah.
I had an upper.
So... well, I don't know. It's clearly a comment on Lee somehow. He's not going to be happy. He'll be around here before the end of this. Because what are we going? I think we've got to go to a song before he gets here.
Yep.
I think we've got The Fray coming. Oh, I'm not that big of a Fray fan. What are you doing, Richard?
Tone.
Apologies.
Oh, come on, Fray. Boot at home. You can do it.
Have it.
Bang. Sorted. The Fray, How to Save a Life, here at Get This Around the Nation.
So what happens? Do you get... so Coldplay doesn't have anything out at the moment, right?
Here we go.
So do you need a band that is doing Coldplay-esque without... because Coldplay's not around. They're kind of filling in the gap.
Yeah.
So like Nickelback, people finally cottoned on to the Turt and his trampoline antics. So they're out. Yeah. Hinder fills that gap.
Yeah.
And then they're gone and then somebody else.
It's like a placebo. Yeah. Until the back burst out of the shed with some new Turt gear. The Fray just minding
just
the spot.
Just to tide us over. And that blunt fellow, he's gone.
Right.
Yeah. But I see another guy looking really upset at the front of swimming pools called James Morrison. So he's jumped into that. He's launched himself into that.
What about Teddy Geiger?
Oh, the Geigs.
Teddy Geiger's around. Actually, did you see Chris Martin on Extras the other night? And he was performing, and he's wearing sunglasses, and he had his sleeves rolled up, and I swear, Jeff Lynne, minus 20 years. Really? Maybe even 30 years. I'm not sure if it's intentional.
So Coldplay are the new ELO, he's saying that.
Possibly. Is that a bad thing?
Wow.
Woman.
Wow.
We'll ask Brian Nankervis is coming in the next
day. He'll be able to answer
He'll
that
be able
question.
To answer. Oh, the brains behind Rock Quiz.
Brilliant.
Weird Brian Nankervis, I'm calling him today. He'll be dropping by. Hey, we've got some great guests next week, haven't we?
We're looking good.
Aren't we getting Simon Pegg from Space?
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead and the new one, Hot Fuzz. Is he coming in?
Simon Pegg.
Someone else good. Isn't Danny Boyle?
Danny Boyle.
Director of Trainspotting is co-hosting next week.
I went and saw his new Ethel Chops coming in.
That'll be Ethel Chops. Yeah.
That's new book out?
New book, yes.
Oh, Spun Gold. What did you see? What film?
I went and saw Sunshine, Danny Boyle's new film.
Wasn't there a film called Sunshine with Ralph Fiennes, you know, of Airplane Toilet fame, just like a couple of years
ago? But that's more of a straight-to-video,
you know. Really?
straight to download.
I remember
feel.
It being at the movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you go and see it?
No.
There you go. I think you're dreaming up Ralph Fiennes titles by yourself.
Let's get back onto serious news. And obviously, around the States, in Melbourne, there's always crime.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a bit of mock bail action.
Yeah.
That lawyer, Zara Guard, whatever. Hang on. Okay. Have we got a clip about her?
It's been a testing week on the other side of the law. But Underworld solicitor Zara Guard Wilson is still fighting.
To keep her breasts in her dress. It's a constant battle. Because that's what you want when you've got a solicitor. Someone who's stacked. Sorry.
It's kind of what I want.
Those look real. You can't represent me.
Get out of here.
What's going on up top, up north?
North Queensland State Emergency Service is embroiled in a sex scandal after a female volunteer claims she was sexually harassed on the job.
Right.
Now, romance is not dead, thankfully, in the SES. Listen to this for just... Oh, gosh, gets you in the mood, Rich. Have a listen to this.
Talk about to turn fruity.
It's Fruit City. Here we go. There's some claims that she got sent a text message saying how nice it would be to make love to you on my birthday from a fellow volunteer. And here's the sexy bit.
What is it? Are these people working for NASA?
No. After they spent the day romantically marking unexploded bombs.
Because there's an edge of danger there.
Yeah.
You know, every sort of moment could be the last moment. We better get it on.
It's just like that. You know, it's like, slowly chalking the bomb.
The bomb squad.
Seductively.
Wow.
Yeah. Just let the bomb robot do all the work.
Oh, no.
Pop out the back and text each other for hours. Okay, that's what's going on in North Queensland.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that Ed brings up unexploded bombs.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because I'm telling you, grenades, mortar shells, and explosives absolutely everywhere. Like, they're turning up in Melbourne. There was a lady who found a World War II mortar shell at the bottom of a toolbox that she bought at a garage sale. A couple of weeks ago, someone else found a World War II bomb, once again in Melbourne. Footscray, another one.
Where are these other people finding?
About a year ago, in the backyard somewhere,
backyard.
In the dirt, someone else found another one in the back of a secondhand furniture shop, and in Italy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get a bit excited when we're talking bombs.
Go for it, Richard.
In the
back of a pizza shop?
About a month ago, an Italian grandmother bought a sack of potatoes at a local market, found a live grenade amongst the spuds.
Now, see, I can understand Italy. Right. There was a fair bit of World War II action in Italy. But Footscray? What battles were fought in Footscray?
I have no idea. Maybe the gangland action.
The battle for brain-snapping bargains goes on in Footscray. I know that.
So you just got to be careful. You know, there could be a grenade absolutely everywhere. I taped a grab from the news. It's quite interesting. I'll just press this button. And sorry.
Oh, no!
That's under the panel. You never know what happened in the 70s at this station, but here is a grab from the news.
Hidden at the bottom of a sealed box of old tools picked up at the weekend, this 60-year-old Italian mortar shell, bought unknowingly by the owners. But next door, Beatrice Adams was furious she wasn't told of the mortar threat.
Oh, I was watching Dancing with the Stars.
You could have been dancing
with them. I could have been dancing with them, yeah.
I was watching Dancing with the Stars. I had no idea there was a bomb.
Hang on a second. I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and then the lady's chiming in with, you could have been, like she's saying, like, you could have been blown up, hey?
Right.
You could have died, old lady. Jeez, that would have been a better story than this I have to cover. Just hold the grenade for a sec. I'm just going to take this pin out. Yeah. I'm just going to walk away. Wow.
All right.
Hang on a second. She's also implying I could have been dancing with them.
Yeah.
That her idea of Dancing with the Stars
is just whacking a bomb under everybody.
Elderly people jumping on Italian mortar shells.
Exploding
with
the
good
stars.
It's a good hour.
It's a very short episode.
Very good hour.
But it's a top view. Hey, don't worry about that, Richard.
Darryl,
we'll do this
that.
Next. We want to have a very moving tribute to John Inman.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think we're joking. No, we're going to have a crack at it next. I'll get this.
Ow.
Split ends. History never repeats. Let's get this around the nation.
How far is the mic? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can just hear you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well,
I'll listen back to the tape tone.
What are you up to? We are on air, you realise.
I was talking to Nikki off air.
Yeah.
Asking her whether I should, there's a story, whether or not I should tell.
Yeah.
Just listen back to the tape, that's all I'm saying. I may have said something. We may be off air by tomorrow, so let's make the most of the day.
Did something go to air that wasn't meant to?
Might have. Yeah, might have.
Or was this today, just now?
Just now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure the Broadcasting Tribunal will let us know. In the interest of full disclosure, during the last break, We played that Zara Guard business, yeah, whatever yeah. it was. And during that clip, which was only about 7 seconds, I realised we didn't have the horn queued up. And so during, there was like this hilarious pantomime to Richard. I'm miming honking a horn. I'm realising, no, that's not very good. So in the end, like there's 2 seconds to go. I've gone, bugger it, I'll just have to do big breasts. There they are.
Yeah, that's right. He was cupping his own.
I was cupping my own enormous man boobs. Hey, speaking of enormous man boobs, I don't think we've ever received as many emails as I have for this story here.
Ah, Pusscat walks 150 kilometres, get home.
Obese man diets to freedom. Check out this bloke. Look at that guy. He is a man mountain.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the guys we're talking about. We don't really have them in this country.
I haven't seen this yet.
So
big. You guys got to work before me, as always. Yeah. Cut these out of the paper so I didn't see it.
Have a look.
Can I have a look?
A man who... Yeah. There's a photo of him.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
And there's another one of him
on
some sort of trolley.
Fat guy trolley.
A man who once weighed half a ton left his house for the first time in 5 years yesterday after losing 200 kilograms through diet and exercise. That would just be pushing away the stick with a sponge on the end while they're trying to bath him. A crane lifted Manuel Iribe, 40, off the footpath and onto a truck. Oh, so he still requires a crane. He's lost a bit of weight, but he's still being craned everywhere. Off the footpath and onto a truck after
Can
friends.
Can you move that? The council came past. Can you move that, please? Is this hard rubbish? What is this?
After friends and family heaved him from the house while still sitting on his bed. He was greeted.
The family? Not enough. Get some friends in. Got any acquaintances? Going to need everyone.
It's a working bee.
Hasn't been out of the house in 5 years.
Yeah.
Once he gets out there, he was greeted by a band of mariachi musicians before setting off on a tour of his own town, Monterey.
He's going on tour.
That's right.
He's his own float.
They could use him for one of those mobile billboards. You can have Nokia mobile phones on the back. There's a fair bit of signage space
plenty,
on that bloke.
Plenty of room.
But we don't really have those kind of people here. We're not just talking about large people like you see on The Biggest Loser.
No, struggling to get off some stairs.
We're talking man mountain gear.
Yeah.
Jabba the Hutt kind of stuff.
Yeah, really, really, really fat guys.
I mean, that is...
not even wearing a muumuu. Like, he got to the point where the muumuu people are saying, we've run out of sizes, bro.
It's down to fashions by Ringling Brothers. Because, you know, how does it get that bad? I just don't understand. Who's feeding them if they can't move?
Yeah,
who's contributing?
Yeah.
And how does it get that big? How do you function?
He's lost, hang on a sec, so he's lost 200 kilos.
Yeah.
And still needs the crane.
Still needs the crane.
So he's got himself down to a crane-friendly weight.
Okay, well, we'll keep you posted on that, bloke.
It's good to
amazing.
See. I mean, it's really turned... I mean, he's drinking champagne.
Yeah.
Is that really the healthy option for someone who's just been craned out of their house?
Normally, it's just a giant tin of liquid cheese. That's what he'd be sculling most days for breakfast, I'm guessing. Good luck to the man mountain from Mexico City and his mariachi mates. We'll keep you up to date on that lot. I know you've got some slightly tasteless gear you want to get to, Ed. Swingers parties?
What
have you got to say on that?
Gold Coast swingers.
Yeah.
Poor things are being victimised again by the residents. Here we go. Jackie Wolvers, who owns a unit in a Stradbroke Plaza with her husband and teenage daughter, says they've been forced to move out when the swingers club moved in. It's unbearable to live there with what's going on in the building, she said. It's certainly not the sleaze I want my 15-year-old daughter exposed to.
Yeah.
These are people that live on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Just remember that. They moved to the sleepy town of Surface Paradise to get away from all that big city sleaze.
All that flashy gear from the big city.
Exactly. Got a boing, Rich?
Yeah.
She said that it's fine now because they've moved away from the swingers club and hang on.
There we go.
They've moved away from
the... He needs a run up for this week. It's Friday. All jokes must go.
They've moved away from the swingers club and next door to a very quaint late-night pet store called Kitten's Cabaret.
Oh.
Anyone?
I think that was the large man falling on the tip.
With a lot of these, I think that you're serious.
Really? Kitten's Cabaret. Okay. Nikki and I had a long discussion off air about what could sound like a pet store and a strip joint.
Okay.
Yeah. Why am I even here?
That's retrospectively
honestly,
hysterical.
I was doing well. I had KFC ads. I was being sacked from community radio. I was driving the Black Thunders. Now look at me.
Jesus. Top of the hill, Ma.
Jesus.
It is obviously a sad day for comedy fans with the passing away of John Inman. Yeah. Mr. Humphreys on Are You Being Served?
Yeah,
We've talked about him so many times on this show. Shane Bourne was instructed in how to walk in a funny way by John Inman. Successfully, I'm told.
Yeah.
And I don't think we'll be doing any tasteless jokes.
No. Nah.
There are clearly a few obvious ones, but we're going to be restrained and steer clear of them. Mm. And in fact, let's cross live now to the funeral of John Inman. That's very poor. No, that's not acceptable. Out of the pool, get this. More in a moment.
Get this.
It's turning neighbour against neighbour, which I think is, quite detrimental to the community.
Brought to you by Karen Platt of Blacktown, who says, I love the bloke who does the voiceovers on Get This. Yeah, I do too. It's much better than that dickhead who hosts the show. And quite enough of that bloke.
It's Get This Around the Nation, brought to you by Sandwich on a Stick here at Triple M. The new Get This podcast is up. 62, number 62. It is Jockers.
Who's on it?
Oh, you got a bit of Josh Lawson.
Great.
Bit of Craig Eagle.
Great.
Bit of Alan Bro.
Oh, the bro.
Now, we couldn't put the music quiz on the podcast. A lot of people asking
too much
for
music.
Too much copyright gear in there.
Yeah. But what if you're a baker?
If you're a baker, I guess you could hear it on Get That.
Yeah.
But that goes out Sunday mornings, 6 o'clock. Hello, bakers.
Hello, people coming home from nightclubs.
Yeah, ideal for you lot.
Cab drivers.
Yeah. I don't think it's on this week's skit.
Transients. Drifters. Grifters.
That's our target audience.
Couch surfers.
People who have to be craned from their house. But there is a bit of Alan Bro telling that very funny story.
Amazing.
About the bloke doing the sheep karma super.
Right.
Oh, that's Jerry incredible. Gazette.
And there's some sketches in there that people have wanted. Todd Felcher talking about Birdman Couture.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that Peter Costello press conference had a lot of requests for that.
Good.
Might even put that up on the website front page this week, but it's in podcast 62.
Great.
And I might just say, a lot of people do send us in scripts for comedy sketches.
I know.
Good on you, people, but we're not allowed to read them.
Yes.
We can't even read them because it's that legal thing where if we do something similar, no.
Busted.
Yeah. So it's like an unexploded bomb.
Mm.
Not allowed to even open it, but good on you for sending them in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep at it.
I'm sure you probably send them to Richard Marsden.
I'll take care of them.
Yeah.
they'll find a home.
But let's get towards Talkback Mountain. But before that, some music. We're running a bit late today, so Richard, just start singing.
Okay.
20 good reasons that's Mersty Thirk, as I call them here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Let's do some climbing quickly.
Yeah, now.
Why are we talking about this, Ed? What are you sick of? What are you sick of? Why are we doing that?
Every time somebody comes out to do some promoting or some entertaining,
the
first thing they do is they whisk them off to Bondi Beach.
Oh, Bondi Beach. Who was there this week?
Rowan Atkin, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
On Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
Doing something quite funny with his, having the Speedos on and kind of pulling the face.
Yeah.
And then just Lifesavers looking at him like, who is this strange man in tweed?
Remember when Kofi Annan came out here? He went down and did a bit of that.
Did.
Pope likes to do that.
Just drag him into the beach volleyball game. I don't want to play. Shut up, Kofi.
So you're sick of it. Can you have some booze? Let's have booze.
Oh, for booze,
People love a bit of booing on the show.
Mm.
Okay, celebrities showing up at Bondi Beach.
It's publicists making them go down to Bondi Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about our listeners? I'm sure, let's just eliminate things from this program right away.
Okay.
Because I know references to short bus is something that people are getting sick of.
It's time to finish it.
David Wrigley says, just thought I'd let you know, saw a short bus last week. You guys are sick bastards.
Hey.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not sure how sick I am.
It's a real film.
It's a real film.
But it's X-rated.
It's R-rated.
Well, it's R-rated. I don't know how, but it is R-rated.
Peter also writes in, let's make this the last mention of the bus.
Mm.
Hi, guys. You make comments about a movie called Short Bus.
I've looked
for it but can't find it. Was wondering if you could tell me how to find it. Well, Peter, hang around in a dark alley. And when approached by a man in a trench coat, say the secret password, my name is Richard, and you'll be fine. As many copies as you want.
It is very fruity, but I notice it's always out in my video shop.
There you know.
Four copies, always the little cardboard thingy in there.
You should get a free copy, really.
I got one.
I'm glad.
Did you get sent one?
Yeah.
Because you're always mentioning on the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kudos.
See what I love?
Kudos
for the suitcases full of unmarked bills. Aren't they great? Don't you guys love suitcases full of unmarked
I'm
bills?
I'm massive on them.
Corruption begins here, Cavalli. Cash for comment, Cav. A lot of people are sick of the Hinder song. A lot of people aren't.
A lot of people aren't. Number one.
It's number one. Right, yeah. As we're urged to point out. That's exactly how it goes, note for note. Oh, fantastic. Sully from the Brisbane Cage.
Ah.
Has sent us. Oh, this is just great. Listen to this. He's a thinker, this bloke.
Hi, Sully.
Biblical angels can be categorized into two types, cherubim and seraphim. I don't know. It's all religious gear.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Let's hope that's true. Cherubs are boy children. And seraphim are adult males who lack genitals.
Are we seraphim? Is that what he's...
No, he's saying clearly the Hinder song is about repressed homosexuality, which actually makes it more excusable lyrically. That's interesting, isn't
it?
Lips of an Angel.
He's onto something.
Okay, thank you, Sully.
Thank you, Sully.
The Cliff Notes to the Lips of an Angel.
Yeah, and what's the Brisbane Cage up to these days?
I don't know. They're a little more highfalutin than us.
Yeah, theology. Serious theology for 3 hours a morning.
Seraphim Corner.
It's their quarter past eight.
It's their quarter past eight. Wow. All right, thank you. And hello to everyone on the Brisbane Cage.
What's up, homies?
Okay, people are sick of that. They're sick of that song. They're sick of Short Bus. What else are people sick of? Mr. Marsland.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mentioned parking yesterday.
Parking. But you know, this sounds a bit AM. Give yourself an AM sting. Let's go AM just for a few moments.
I've got something.
I'm going to go mono.
I'm getting a bit sick of parking.
You're back on Triple M.
Okay, so you remember when you used to go to a shopping centre and there would be parks for everyone and then parks for people with disabilities?
Yeah.
For reasons we all know and understand.
Sure.
Yeah. Now they've got seniors parking. Okay, now they're opening it up to women with prams parking.
I've seen women with prams parking.
Which I'm sure is handy because...
Nikki Hamilton's putting her hand up.
He's a young mother and
don't
I'm sure...
Don't take the piss out of my space, she's saying. We fought long and hard for that.
And now they've got quick parking as well.
What does that mean?
So there's no parking, you know what I mean? Like if
us normals.
Yeah, that's right. Where's the close parking for us normals?
So hang on a sec. The people you have a problem with, Rich, are people with disabilities and mums with prams.
Yeah, you don't like that lot.
You are.
We'll take your calls after
and old people. You're right, Rich.
Back on Triple M.
You're
right, Rich.
Yeah, it's frustrating because I can't find a park for me.
You want to get your Farmers Union iced coffees. You don't want to have to walk. How about this for some AM work?
Oh, Ed Cavalli's going AM.
Oh, okay.
Give him a sting, Mr. Marsland. What are you sick of?
Well, they are the best carpets in town. Now, have a look at this bloke. Here we are. Harry Kavkavas, no relation to my good self. Or he might be. It might be a typo.
If that's the Melbourne Herald Sun, that could well be you.
Yeah, wait a second. Poor guy, look at him. He's suing a casino for $30 million that he lost there.
Good move.
The Gold Coast businessman said the bastards deliberately went after him. They knew he had a weakness and they seduced him.
Yeah. What was his weakness?
Gambling. And listen to what the heartless, casinos have done to him. This is the worst treatment anyone's ever received. Between October 2004 and January 2005, it's alleged that Crown offered various inducements, including giving him and all of his friends tickets to the Australian Open with free food and drink and accommodation and flights.
It's not fair.
Wow, this is... You know, and all the casino asked in return is he lost some money. I mean, how dare they? How dare they?
So he's lost a fair bit of cash.
$30 million.
He'd be looking to make that back.
Yeah.
I hope he gets the email I got yesterday. Gamble on a sure bet. From the Plentiful Returns Incorporated Corporation of the Ukraine. Much money you like, then gasp at our prosperous amounts. Hello to everyone who received that one. All right, what are you sick of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a call here at Triple M.
This is so
AM 133353. Alanis Morissette, you ought to know. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, where we've just for one segment changed our name to Not On My Watch.
No, sir.
As we go a little bit AM. That's right. What are you sick of? Who's sick of something, Ed?
Hello, Johnny.
How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. What are you sick of?
Paris Hilton.
Of course! Who isn't sick of her? What aspect of her? Just everything?
Oh, not just that, you know. She's She gets involved in, you know, drugs, sex, yeah. and, you know, she's setting a bad example for the modern woman, you know?
Yeah.
Are we, they meant, like, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but
oh, well.
You think that the women today, they are aspiring to this kind of lifestyle.
It not is. Their dad. Yes, you do see a lot of women who are clearly trying to look like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
You might wonder why. And then this week, I think she was seen in one of the women's mags, pulled over for some driving offence,
mm-hmm.
sporting what was described as bizarre orange makeup.
Ah, perhaps she got it off.
She wants to go orange now. That's just great.
She's going Berlusconi.
Well, I think she might have got it off the Kerry Ann show. Have you seen some of the cats on that in the morning? Some of the cats on there selling vacuum cleaners and the like.
Yeah.
Some of the orangest faces on the television orange you ever faces. Hope to see. And also, hey Johnny, there's that guy now, Perez Hilton.
Oh,
who's geez. Like
Perez
the
Hilton.
He's yeah. like the
who the hell's that?
Well, Johnny, here we. I'm glad.
He's top gossip columnist on the internet.
Now, is it like vampires? If we kill the head one, will all of the others disappear as well?
We can only hope.
Yeah, all right, Johnny.
Dead set twat, that bloke. But the orange makeup, you know, or was it just fake tan? Because like I say, when will they make some fake tan the colour that people actually go? Instead of this terracotta nonsense. Oh, yes, I'm getting worked up. Oh. Yes. What else are people sick
Hi,
of?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Really good, sir. What are you sick of?
This is much in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
D-list celebrities whose careers are resurrected by reality TV.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And who have you got your eye on at the moment?
Once upon a time, we used to be able to forget about people like Vanilla Ice and failed supermodels and Flavor Flav.
And the Flavor Flav. You've been watching Flavor of Love?
Once or twice. It's magnificent, isn't it?
Which one of these 50 prostitutes will sleep with Flav this week? And then there's, what's the house one? The Surreal Life?
Surreal Life.
With a nude Vern Troyer, a.k.a. Mini-Me, just having a whiz in the corner.
On a trike.
I think, is it MTV that shows Breaking Bonaducci?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, yeah. There's Saving Sizemore, is it? Is it
Saving Sizemore.
Something like that? Anyway.
Dear,
but they're all, like, I mean, Flavor Flav should have his own box set, because he's done three of them.
Oh, yeah.
In the Surreal Life, then he did Strange Love out on his own with Bridget Nielsen.
And now?
And then he broke up with Bridget Nielsen. And in Flavor of Love. Choosing between Oyster and New York. Which way are you going
to
go?
Can I ask, Paul, is there anyone you would like to see come back, though?
Busey's always worth a go.
Busey. Well, they've done one with him, too.
Yeah, hanging with Busey?
Hanging with Busey?
Something like that.
We need more of it.
It was a bloke, a kid, a mad fan of Gary Busey. Yeah. Like, imagine that. And they just let him hang out.
Essentially got sentenced.
I'm with Busey,
that's it.
And it was very, well, abusive, I think is the word. He's a frightening man, as are his teeth.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
I am Sting. Let's do it.
Yes. Who else is pissed off?
Hi, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Well, what are you sick of?
The Fray. The band, The Fray.
The Fray.
Mate, it's the sort of music you want to drown yourself in a bucket of water with. Okay.
And then do you watch that medical show as well, Grey's Anatomy?
That was bad enough listening to it on there. But
yeah.
Buddy.
It's like when the theme from Friends became a single on the radio?
Oh, I hate to.
And, Friends. You know, it's time to get up on the roof with a rifle after too many of those.
Thank you, Graham. Hello,
good
Brett.
On you, fellas.
Thanks, mate. Hi, Brett. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, so I'm really good, sir. What are you sick of?
I am sick on TV of car dealers and everyone doing their own television commercials.
Yeah. Oh, really? I mean, I find that has a certain charm, but is there one that you're not happy with?
I'm not going to name the actual dealership because I don't think that'd be very fair, but I'm watching this guy on TV yelling at me that I need a new car, and then there's a shot of him still with his thumbs up in the air smiling at me. I don't know this guy. Why am I going to buy this car off this guy who's got bleached tips and he's about 40, he's got bleached tips and he's smiling at me? I don't know him. I don't want to buy off him.
Yes, Brett. Well said, sir. I think really if you're going to, you know, do your own ad, go the whole hog, parrot on shoulder, straight jacket, brain snapping bargains, insanity, twin sister Madonna, which is just you in drag with a beard.
See,
go the whole hog or not at all.
That I would buy. I would go down there and buy it even if I couldn't afford it.
Well, thank you very much,
thank
Brett.
You, Brett. Thank you, everyone.
What a fantastic selection of callers. Just to hear one of those stings again.
That's why they are the best mobile phone company going around.
And don't forget to lock up your house, pensioners, because crime is on the increase. And we'll be back in the next hour with Brian Nankervis, or as we like to call him, Weird Brian Nankovic.
Get this.
It was more like sitting on a bass speaker. You could feel it through your chest. It was like a boom, boom. Yeah, rather than actually hearing it, but you could definitely feel it.
Brought to you by Les D of Jolly's Lookout Brisbane, who's going to spend this weekend watching every Stephen Seagal film in chronological order. Bon voyage, Les. Don't forget to stand for the moving speech at the end of On Deadly Ground, if you make it that far.
What I want, cause I can. If I don't, because I wanna. Oh, it's almost the weekend.
Ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
Second hour, get this. Fake applause, please, for Brian Nankervis.
Yeah.
Genius who created Rock Quiz. And I never know if Rock Quiz is on or off, or is it a repeat or new ones. Is it on at the moment?
We are on at the moment with brand new shows.
Extended shows?
Yes, they go for about a week and a half.
Right.
Every show.
And this is on SBS on Saturday night.
Saturday night, 9:20. This Saturday night, I believe we've got the man that they like to call Squeak.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't.
From the Sooty Sweeping Sue show?
Squeak. He's got no idea.
Yeah, he wasn't in the Rock. We had our own Rock Quiz in here the other day, and Marsden, he kicked the ass almost, really. Although he was helped up by his opponent, I reckon. His opponent did answer a lot of his questions for him.
That's true. There was a whole Carl Wallinger thing that we shan't talk about.
You were against that chap from, what's that show on ABC?
The rivalry. Right. You can smell it, can't you?
Of course.
That's what they want to do. They want to get the Rock Quiz and Spicks teams.
We exist very, very happily. Thank you very much. We're actually doing four shows for the Comedy Festival in Melbourne at the Forum.
Yeah.
And there was talk of inviting Miff and Alan.
Ooh.
Just see how they go.
V, you and Julie Zemiro.
Maybe.
Just jelly wrestling. Something like that.
That'd be great.
Good ideas and plenty of them. That's what we do here at Get This. Well, that's confused us. I thought Talkback Mountain was back on for a sec there. Tainted Love, Soft Cell, here at Get This, Around the Nation on Triple M. Ed Cavalli, that's him there.
Yeah, Ciara improved that song.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Of course it. And what about Richard Marsden pushing buttons with a Pavement t-shirt on
today?
Yeah,
of course.
Pavement fans, and Brian Nankervis is here.
I think, obviously, Richard Marsden wore that t-shirt knowing that a rock snob was coming in.
Yeah.
But could I just say, Richard, that I did happen to hear that quiz the other day, and I was very, very taken by your knowledge.
Oh, well, thank you, Brian.
I was a little bit disturbed at the depth of your rock knowledge.
Mm. Yeah.
And I have talked to Tony and Ed at various times about your background and just the grappling that you're having with your personal life. And I think perhaps it is due to focusing on rock and roll.
So true. Doesn't get out enough.
I thought perhaps I would prepare some general knowledge questions for you.
Stuff from the real world,
and we could just see how smart Richard Marsden really is.
Great.
Yeah, let's do it.
And what level of counselling he needs to to investigate. Richard,
yes.
Question number one, what man has the most monuments erected to him? And I use that word advisedly. Not monument.
Not a royal figure?
Not a royal figure.
Winston Churchill?
That is incorrect. Oh. I'll throw it open to the group.
I'd like to think that from now on it will be John Inman. No.
Almost. Not political?
Not political. I will tell you not political, and I will say it's religious.
Eddie McGuire.
Jesus.
Very close. No. That's eight suggestions, all of them wrong.
Pope John Paul II. David Koresh.
Now. Stupid. Stop it now.
Okay.
Buddha.
Oh, that bloke.
Question two, going to Richard first, of course. Yeah. Richard, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon, one crew member stayed in the mothership.
Oh, I know this. Peter Luck. He was always the fill-in. No.
Richard.
Michael Collins?
That is absolutely correct.
He only knows it because it's the name of a film.
No, yes.
That's the only reason you know that. You were going to say Liam Neeson.
He had some IRA involvement.
And 2B, of course, goes to Edward. Neil Armstrong and Buzz may well have been the first to walk on the moon. Who was the first man to wet his pants on the moon?
Someone from Jackass?
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville?
No. It was one of those two.
I'm going to go Buzz. He's got that look about him.
He's got that smell about him. Everywhere he walks, urinal
cakes.
Correct,
that's correct.
Right. Wow.
Richard, back to you. Okay. What tennis star won 129 of 130 matches during one stretch in the 1990s?
I think I know this.
Excuse me, Eduardo. I know you're excited. I know you're tall and you've got...
As with all tennis, the mind immediately goes to Wayne Arthurs, but I'm trying to think.
I'd jump the fence if I were you. Well, she did a number of times. Right. But stay on that side.
Martina Navratilova?
That's correct.
Oh, I was going to say Russell Gilbert with the giant tennis racket at the charity game.
Stan and Stolle?
Richard. Oh. Who wrote the following sentence? I will not yell, she's dead, during roll call. He also wrote these sentences.
Can I please do this?
I did not see Elvis Presley.
It's Bart Simpson, right?
I will not fake rabies, and goldfish do not bounce.
It's not Dorothy Parker, is it?
It's Bart Simpson, Rich.
He said the answer, and you still didn't get it.
Simpson, Dorothy Parker.
Well, you're back in nerd country there, though.
Two to come. Which letter is the middle letter on the middle row of letters on a computer keyboard?
Semi-nerdish.
You know, I've got about 17 keyboards. Yeah.
Can I go for...
It's the middle letter.
Richard, stop. You've got a keyboard there. You've got a keyboard there.
I have no idea.
Tony, have a guess. Think about typing. Think about typing Tony Martin into YouTube.
Oh, you don't want to do that. Hey, all of Bar Jars comes out now, by the way.
Yeah.
All of someone's put all of the Bar Jars and Olden Days up there because the ABC refuses to put it out on DVD, so they've just gone straight to the pirate gear. Good on them.
Do yourself a favour.
Why? Is it the letter Y?
No, Richard.
Is it T?
No.
Oh. Is it
Nikki? No, stupid.
Is it
not that you're stupid.
We'll just go through the whole alphabet.
Is it H?
You're all G.
Oh, G, of course. That was my seventh suggestion. Yeah.
Final question, and this goes to Richard. Yep. How was the great lover and adventurer Casanova earning his living when he died? A, doctor. B, librarian. C, clergyman. Or D, postman?
I'm going to say postman.
You'd be wrong.
Everyone wrong.
He got everyone wrong. He was a librarian.
But a really hot librarian.
Man.
A librarian on the job, clearly.
I wonder how Alan Brough would have gone with those.
Tough. I mean, they're good very question. Specific.
Well, thanks for bringing back some reality to the program, Brian.
Look, I just think you guys need to just... elevate a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to widen our range of interests.
I need to widen my knowledge of historical librarians. That is very true.
Well, hey, now that, you know, Brian's helped us out, maybe we can help him out with ideas for new duets.
Yeah,
would you? On Rockwiz. Let's do that next on Get This. Silverchair. Straight lines here. Get This on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is with us from Rockwiz. Have you had that Daniel Johns on your Rockwiz yet?
We tried extremely hard. We got a note back from the management of Daniel saying that he didn't think it was quite his cup of tea.
Oh, really?
We get a little bit of that. You know, we do have performers who say that they love the show, but they're not necessarily comfortable answering questions. Obviously, they don't want to come off looking like a Richard Marsland and needing counselling, or Ed with a trouser situation.
Shorts weather, bro.
Well, yeah, but are they short shorts or long shorts?
They're long shorts, but when I sit down, they ride.
And what about the big pockets? Would you ever think that you'd fill them?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches go in there. They are the shorts that older listeners would know as the Eric Morecambe shorts.
Bermudas.
There you go.
You love to eat, don't you?
I do.
You do love to eat. Top five fruits.
Fruits?
Yeah.
Glad you asked.
Right. In quantity or taste?
We're going to list fruits on the national radio show, are we?
Yeah. Top five.
Mango?
Correct.
Mangosteen?
What, you differentiating?
A thing from Thailand, the delicious fruit. It's kind of like a passion fruit.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go your rock melon.
Or cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, if you will. I'm going to go your pineapple after that, because I like all the hard work involved. It's all like rough and nasty. Yep. Yeah, I like to chop. And then I'm going to leave the banana. Yeah. It's a terrible fruit.
Banana's the best.
I'm going to go...
Richard W.
Come
ridiculous.
On, Rich. I'm going to go the grape.
Grape?
Yeah, grapes. Just
insane.
Because you can have a handful of them. Good for throwing. And then I'm going to finish...
About five, I said.
What am I about?
Well, you did two mangoes.
Is grape your top fruit?
Pineapple, cantaloupe.
I'm concerned.
That's just insane. No, you went from one to five.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I did. That was in order.
However, the fact that you're a man who would put grapes ahead of peach...
Nectarine, watermelon, raspberry, strawberry.
Nah. I've got no time for your stone fruits, apart from mango.
Tomato.
No.
But people always do that. Tomato's a fruit. Yeah, so what if tomato's a fruit? You can't walk down the street eating it like an apple.
Grow up, Richard.
All right, have we got the fruit issue sorted out, can I ask?
Part of my emotional.
You know who'll be eating a lot of fruit? Someone we know right now, Greg Fleet.
The Fleet Man.
He's put out a press release. It's in the paper today, saying that his show at the Adelaide Fringe Festival has been cancelled. And how's this for your own press release? Because I am in rehab. And I'm finally on the ascendancy with my battle with drug dependence. So good luck to Fleet.
Good on you, Fleet.
He's going to be out in time for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yep.
Where he's doing a show with Mick Moriarty called Fleetwood Mick. But isn't that interesting? Fleet is actually working the gear yes. into the publicity now.
It's clever.
Yes. He's an amazing man, a very funny man, and we wish him well. Someone else who's been in rehab is Naomi Campbell. You know her, the famous author. And she did a book. She wrote a novel.
Yeah.
Swan.
The Swan, which, what was the deal? She never even read it.
That's right.
She wrote it, but she never read it.
Yeah.
When quizzed on its contents later, she had no idea.
Ouch.
But she's, of course, famous for her spats with staff. So she's doing her own reality TV show to capitalise on it. Says an insider, it's TV work which Naomi hopes will lead to acting jobs.
Oh, come on.
So is that the sort of path to acting jobs now? You know, being yourself.
Yeah.
Throwing phones at people. Because the idea behind the show is you've got to be Naomi's personal assistant and see how long you can last before she flings a phone at you. It's true. It's an MTV series. Her last six PAs have quit through fear. The volatile clothes horse has been accused of assault by several of her assistants, throwing everything from punches to mobile phones at a series of unfortunate employees.
Gee, wow. It'll end in tears, you know that.
Yeah. But let's see that one. You know what she needs? She needs the beer-chucking fridge. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yes.
It's a fridge that throws you a beer. John Cornwell in the US has invented it. It just chucks it. It's like got a robot arm. You just whistle for a beer. The fridge has a catapult, hurls a beer up to 3 metres to the drinker.
Can it throw anything else, like paella?
What I'm thinking is Naomi could load that up with mobile phones. Just whistle every time there's trouble. Bang! Another PA goes down.
Upside the head.
The beer-launching fridge. Great inventions. When are we doing great inventions again?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Have you invented anything, Brian?
Rockwiz?
Rockwiz, obviously.
Thank you, Ed. Because I was struggling for a minute there.
What have I invented?
Electric car, was that yours?
I invented the electric toothbrush.
That wasn't one of yours.
Yes, absolutely. I invented the electric hairdryer.
Jeez,
and I invented fluorescent tubes.
You have been busy, Nick.
See, where would Gary Newman's album covers have been without fluorescent tubes?
That's right.
But
standing in the dark.
Not a lot of interest in my invention. Back in the 80s, nearly 20 years ago, I came up with the idea of tea bags with the sugar already in them. Wouldn't that have worked?
No.
I could have retired now if that had been marketed.
No.
One and a half, two. Wouldn't that have caught on?
Well, it's...
What would you have called it? Ones or twos?
Ones or twosies.
Steaming cup of two, anyone?
Maybe that's why it never caught on. I don't know.
Would the sugar leave the bag with as much freedom or indeed confidence as the leaf?
Well, it would just dissolve. It would dissolve and then it would be infused into the cup of tea.
Were you in New Zealand when you did this?
I may have been. Yeah.
Brad, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
To bring the discussion back to food every time, ins and outs of. It's so good.
We haven't mentioned a single movie during this break. It's never happened before.
No, it's not going to happen. No, I spoke to Richard about this. He said if there's another movie mentioned, rehab.
Really?
101.
Food, inventions, covered, sorted.
Done.
Let's talk rock next.
Duets.
I'll get this. Tripling your bagpipes. That's Steve Earle.
Oh, speaking of bagpipes, 6 o'clock in the Alexandra Gardens. I don't want to say too much because I know we're in Melbourne, but bagpipes, rock band, put them together. What do you got?
What is it?
I'm not saying anymore.
A Birdman rally, I'm hoping.
Ooh. John Farnham.
I understand in Melbourne there is a Birdman rally on Monday. We're going to send someone along to that.
Someone would be me.
Ed, are you going to jump? No, are you going to do it?
No, it's on. It's Sunday time. It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now look at this. This is a disturbing event. I've got the entry form here.
Yeah.
Entries can't be more than 3 meters long. Fair enough.
Yep.
They're looking for wacky crafts. Fair enough. 20 crafts will be allowed to compete in the rally. That seems a little low.
20?
Well,
it'll be over in 5 minutes, won't
it? What do you want?
Hundreds.
You want hundreds? You want mayhem on the Yarra, don't you?
We want craft circling the jetty for hours because they can't land.
And what would you do? You'd throw grapes at them. Ed Cavalier.
Hey, what we're just talking about, Melbourne and Victoria, there was an earthquake yesterday in Victoria. It was way out in the country. And there's a bloke on the news talking about the continental plate. So this affects all of us because it's the whole country of Australia. Mm. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, we know that earthquakes happen in Australia because our tectonic plate is moving northwards at about 7 centimetres a year.
We're on the move.
Oh, okay.
Australia, a nation on the move. 7 centimetres a year north.
We're heading north.
We're heading north at a rate of 7 centimetres a year.
Is everyone heading north so we'll always like miss them or will we eventually catch up?
I'd like to think eventually we'll just crash into Indonesia.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
You remember us. You love our gear.
What's going on?
My tectonic plate hasn't moved in years. How far does he go? 7 centimetres.
Seven centimetres a year.
Not bad. Just while we're on that, Ed, top five sandwich fillings?
Glad you asked. All right.
In fact, I'd like you to go from 5 to 1.
5 to 1?
Thank you.
So number 5, avocado. It's a spread and it's a filling.
Yeah. Just by itself.
Mm. Yeah, it's delicious.
A little bit of lemon.
Full of cholesterol, I think you'll find.
No, good cholesterol.
Good cholesterol.
Yeah, yeah. You can eat them just like out of their own shell.
Okay.
Yeah.
As if they were a spoon in a bowl. Mm. Then you could also go for 4. I'm going to go for sprouts. Deliciously stringy.
Sprouts? What are you talking about?
Deliciously stringy.
You know,
all right?
We're speaking to the Triple M Heartland at
the moment. Next, we're going to go 3, we're going to go turkey.
Okay.
Yes. 2, we're going to go chicken.
Great.
And 1, we're going to go steak.
Wow. And if you can get all 5 of those together, you've got a typical Ed Cavalier breakfast. Jeez,
he suddenly came back to the Triple M Heartland, didn't he?
Can I change number 1? A football. There we go.
What about tomato?
No.
What about the new single from Hinder?
What was the poem? Hang on. Let me see if I can get this one. Mary had a little lamb. Her father shot it dead. Now she brings it to school each day between 2 slices of bread.
There you go. That's pretty much every day on this show. Rob has called up to say he's got 4 girls who all eat tomatoes like their apples. So you were wrong, Cavalier. Yeah, be done.
Yeah, and they live in one of those kind of enclave farm things out there and take pot shots at outsiders trying to deliver mail.
I was just suggesting it's a cult. Tomato for its adaptability. I mean, you can do so. It's salads, it's sauces.
It's a missile. It's good for the theatre.
All kinds of things.
True.
But it has no place in a fruit bowl picked up and eaten like an apple.
I would suggest that Rob should come in here, bring his children, his offspring, and I'm going to throw one of them a tomato and say, here, have a go on this.
Catch that.
Exciting Ford promotion. We've also had an email from Peter. Peter's called up to say he's been receiving emails from Amazon.com recommendations. Now, you know that thing you buy something and then their computer goes, oh, you'd probably like this as well. He's getting recommendations for Shortbus.
Oh, what's he buying?
What did he buy to start with?
Exactly. I can only guess.
Australian Lube Monthly.
Is that one of your subscriptions?
Sorry, I made it up.
Out of the mechanics workshop.
Because we have waffled on about sandwich fillings, we have still not got yet too.
Oh, how late we're running.
Rock Whiz duet ideas. That'll be next.
Get this.
It's not what the people of Australia want to see.
Brought to you by Jessica from Ed's MySpace, who's got a postie going through her hard rubbish. Yeah, I hope that's not a metaphor for something inappropriate for this time slot. I know I wouldn't want a postie going through my hard rubbish.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is with us. That means Rock Quiz must be on tomorrow night, Saturday night on SBS. At what time?
9:20.
The unusual time.
Yes. Not a time that you would necessarily pick.
And still teamed with the Iron Chef.
Yeah, and you know what they do? Iron Chef on first, and then following Rock Whiz at around about 10:05, they've got a series of music documentaries.
Oh, so you're in a good sandwich there.
This
good
week, it's
you are the top sandwich
we
filling.
Are. Yeah, avocado sprouts.
You want to get the voiceover people from Iron Chef to just do an episode of Rock Whiz, but just. You know how you have the normal voices from Rock Whiz real low and then just other people over the top going, this is some of the finest rock music I've ever seen. You know those guys that come on?
There was talk of recording a little promo in a kitchen. Julie and I dressed in chef's outfits.
No.
Frying up a bit of Dougald or something.
Good stuff. Right.
What about some new ideas for duets? Because surely, I mean, how many have you done now?
We've done 14. 89.
Wow. Are you running out of ideas?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. No, 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 no. But we would like the public, the great Triple M public, if they could suggest a few. And don't feel that you only have to suggest duet songs. No. You can suggest people to sing them.
Right.
Because obviously we will need that as well.
But, you know, teaming up unusual combinations of people would be good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you've got Howard Jones touring out here this year.
That's right.
Who could you get him together with? Someone called Smith. You get Smith and Jones. What about Greedy Smith, Howard Jones?
That's good.
Or if Greedy's not up for it, Pete Smith.
Absolutely.
Howard Jones.
Yeah, that's assuming we wanted to have Howard Jones in the first place.
Well, hey, what's your problem with mid-80s synth pop?
Oh, don't start me.
Come on.
We'll talk about who's the other bloke you
Kershaw.
Guys love.
No, Kershaw and Jones together.
You love Midge Ewer, don't you?
We don't mind a bit of Midge Ewer.
What a surname.
Who is that?
Ewer.
The lead singer of Ultravox. I saw him, I saw Ultravox, yeah, I did, on stage at the Nambassa Rock Festival, or maybe the Sweetwaters Rock Festival in New Zealand, and Midge Ewer came out and did Vienna just on his own. With a single swinging light bulb over his head, like the opening of Callum.
He's
very tedious. Other ideas for duets. Who's got one? Richard Marsden.
Well, I remember that one that Texas did with the Wu-Tang Clan, which is one of the most bizarre duets
that
ever.
Is.
But it was a cool song. It was Say What You Want done. Yeah. So I'm thinking something like Annie Lennox and Xzibit maybe teaming up together.
Oh, yes.
For maybe a hip-hop version of Walking on Broken Glass.
Yeah. Very nice. We would definitely do that.
Yeah.
What do you got, Mr. Cavalier?
Ed, who would you like to see?
He's thinking of combinations like peanut butter and cheese.
I'd like it. Spice Girls are getting back together.
Are they?
Right. Yep.
Food angle.
Yeah. What about?
Are you talking about a music duet or something else?
Who would you like them to be with?
A football team.
Yeah, that's it.
Because football teams used to release like songs like celebrating their road to the finals or something.
Eye
the Tiger. What about Spice Girls with the Collingwood AFL team?
Yeah. You
know, or they'll be they'd probably try to punch them.
Just five
but,
of
but
them.
But the or the Spice Girls and, you know, the Australian cricket team.
Yeah, see, I think the problem is...
Do you want to be my lover?
There's not enough room
today
on the stage at the SP for Rockwiz to get all those. I think we just need two individuals.
Yeah.
What about healing the rift between John Farnham and Kerry Takanua? Oh, getting both of them on Rockwiz.
We've had that suggestion.
Farnsey and Takanzi together. Wouldn't that be good?
What was the rift?
Well, it was Kerry Takanua didn't like all the underpants that get hurled at him, so she wouldn't go on tour with him.
Oh, that's why, because we got a review the other day, and I think it was the Sydney Morning Herald. Hello to those folk. And it said that one of the great things about Rockwiz is pairing unlikely singers.
Yeah.
What about John Farnham and Kerry?
I reckon you've got a
Kerry Ticket
Takanua.
It's
a town in New Zealand.
Why? What's the one about the moo cow? Why kick a moo cow?
Oh yeah, see that's a fake one, but we really do have Pai Kokoriki. That's a real town.
You've also got Shag Point and Whakatane. How do you say that?
That
Yeah,
that's pronounced with an F. That's right. It probably sounded like Brian was swearing, but he was in fact being respectful of the Maori language.
Just along from Whangamatar.
That's right, Whangarei. And there's others with K's that will just sound rude if I say them. Hey, we're getting off the subject. Ideas for new duets for Rockwiz.
Please ring.
Seen on SBS Saturday nights at 9:20.
Do they Give know us a the call. Number?
133353. Call now.
That's it.
In Excess, Never Let You Go. Here at Get This on Triple M. Brian Nankervis from Rockwiz is here, and they do those great duets. There's a fantastic DVD and CD some of the previous duets, but what about new ideas? Who's got one in?
Hi, Michael.
G'day, Ed.
Oh, hi. G'day to you, sir. Who would you like to see doing a duet?
John Howard and David Hicks doing a cover of Crowded Houses Better Be Home Soon.
That's fantastic.
That's a good idea.
That'd be good.
Great
idea,
Michael.
It's going to be hard to book him, be at the ESPY. Brian,
thank you. No, we will certainly organise that. Do you have any contacts?
No, unfortunately.
No. And what about, I see they're starting to focus on that Michael Morey bloke.
He's great.
What was going on? He's just getting too popular, was he?
Yeah, I think he's doing his job.
Yeah.
I think he's defending Hicks too well. And they're like, whoa, hang on, bro.
In a few days, he'll be seen as having had lunch with Brian Burke.
Oh, dear.
Who's going next?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Excellent, sir. Who would you like to see him do a duet?
I'd like to see Nick Kershaw team up with Nickelback.
Yeah.
With James Blunt playing the synthesizer.
Oh, wow.
So everyone's out of their element because Kersh He wouldn't want to be away from the synth.
No, too long away from the synth, he gets nervous.
Would he let someone else play the synth? That's
yeah.
the thing about
might,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah? Has he got a generous spirit, do you think?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
he might, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's an alien from a different planet.
He's got a chroma key suit
with
on.
With his feelings projected onto a chroma key suit. So
I'm sure he's out of touch, though, so...
Oh, hey.
That's his all new nice. Album
it's
is called...
Cool.
Yeah, You've Got to Laugh is his new album,
come
all
on.
Of you know.
Come on, Ben.
Available on the internet.
Give him credit. Thank you, sir.
Good on you, Ben.
Ryan, how are you?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Really good, sir. Your duet?
It's got to be James Hetfield with Celine Dion.
Oh, James Hetfield from Metallica.
That's him.
And what would that sound like?
I don't know. I'd like to hear him doing a bit of a wussy version of a chick song, or maybe even Poison's nothing but a good time.
Yeah, that would work.
But then how would she cope with the head going up and down on the speaker boxes?
Oh, she'd just have to turn up her microphone a real lot so Hetfield's terrible voice could ring through.
There you go.
Maybe a documentary, Celine Dion, Some Kind of Monster. I could see that. She is an alien.
Thank you, Ryan. Hi, Nathan, how are you?
Not too bad, fellas. How are you?
Great. Good. Your duet?
Delta Goodrum and Cypress Hill, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, so what number would they do?
A whole lot of numbers.
And it has to be
Hits
from the Bomb.
Oh, Hits from the Bomb.
That is a great idea.
Insane in the Membrane.
That was my next option.
That'd be good for Delta.
She could come back to Neighbours. She could come back to Ramsey Street with some new friends that she's found, the members of Cypress Hill. They could put on a concert at Lassitus. That'd bring them in.
And then maybe Shane Warne could come back on.
Warne could come back on. What's his name? Clive James could reprise his role as the postman.
Yeah. Natalie Bathenthwaite.
Or could come on and...
Easy for you to say.
too much musical talent on Ramsey Street.
We actually did put out the call to Delta.
Oh, yeah.
But perhaps... because we didn't mention Cypress Hill is why she said no. Thank you. We'll take that into the meeting.
Great carrot. Who's
Hi,
going
Chris,
next?
How Chris? Are you? Chris, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great. Your duet?
Kate Bush and Shannon Knoll.
Doing?
Doing Shoop Shoop Diddy Wop Come Come A Wang Dang.
Oh, by Monty Video.
And the cassettes.
We're talking about it yesterday. It has to be in the background.
That is
shoop,
a great
Shoop Diddy Wop. Gee, you say that well.
Shoop Shoop Diddy Wop Come Come A Wang Dang. It was, I think, I may have this wrong, recorded in New Zealand. At the studios of Radio Hauraki in Auckland. There's a rock trivia for you.
That is awesome. It's a good song. It's a funny song.
Yeah, Chris, were you touched by Shannon's rendition of the old song about Thatcherism?
No.
There you go.
Simple as that.
You should have been, Chris.
Thank you. Let's meet Dominic. Are you there, Dominic?
How are you, Dominic?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm thinking Jade Hurley and Kerri-Ann Kenley. Doing Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols.
Fantastic. I tell you what, I actually did, and I'm rather proud of this, a little cross with KK this morning from the banks of the Yarra, and I reckon she was humming. Actually, I think it was, is it Bondage, Up Yours Bondage? Or
by X-Ray Specs.
Yeah, Under Her Breath.
Is that right?
Yeah, this morning.
She's a big fan of
it. I was also thinking maybe they could do something in the ilk of a big hairband song like Living on a Prayer.
That's another good idea.
Yeah, I'm sure Hurley makes regular appearances on Kerri-Ann her program.
The possibility, the thing is, it's realistic because you could get Kerri-Ann and Jade on the show.
That's true. You're thinking realism, and I like
that.
You've
got the accessibility to them.
Yeah, these other people, you know, Celine Dion, James Hetfield, they're not going to come down to the ESPY.
No, you just
aim lower.
But that man's right. You'd see them on the show, and the oldies would lower the guard, and then Too Drunk to F comes out, and bang, we're away. Classic TV.
Okay, can we go to, Scott, how are you?
How you going, mate?
Good, thank you. Your duet?
Carl Stefanovic and Stephen Hawking singing Computer Games by MySpace.
So we've got one actual robot, Stefanovic, and the slightly, well, not being offensive, but robotic sounding, let's not deny it, Stephen Hawking doing computer games.
Well, Hawking should probably do his own synth.
That's how we warm up before the show. We all do a quick round of pew 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 pew.
Yep. Computer games, and then do you laugh? Ha ha ha!
Yep.
People, okay.
Thank you,
I think
Scott.
We've got time for
good
one
on
more.
Scott. David, how are you?
David.
Hi, how are we?
Good.
Excellent, sir.
Did you it?
I've got John Stevens and Terence Trent D'Arby, the NXS frontman, singing Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, fantastic. So you've got the rival NXS frontman.
great. That is a great idea, Dave.
In the same pair of pants. One would hope.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wasn't there another one? Did someone else?
I thought it was John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was Terrence Trent D'Arby, John Stephens, Susie DiMarchi, I think.
Up. Did a little in excess.
And once again, Peter Luck filled in over summer. Thanks for all that. They were great suggestions.
Yep, we'll take them all on board, and I would imagine we'll do most of them.
Yeah, wow. They'll all be coming up Saturdays at 9:20 on SBS. That's Rock Wiz, and we'll be back to wind up the show. Let's get this on Triple M in just a moment. And that is The Offspring here again. It's time to wind up. Brian Nincurvis, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Pleasure, Tony. Thanks for having me, Richard, Ed, Nikki. Lovely to be here.
SBS is seen all around the country, so anywhere you're listening to this, Rock Wiz tomorrow night. But if you're in Melbourne, is there some kind of live show?
We are programming the stage at the Alexandra Gardens from 6 o'clock, and we're doing a Rock Wiz show, and then we're finishing off with a party, including Daddy Cool. And before that, Paul Kelly, James Rain, Cats Bazzy, Missy Higgins.
Oh,
it's
fantastic.
Free.
And we've had Paul has called up with more duet ideas. Bruce Ruxton and Snoop Dogg doing Ebony and Ivory.
Paul Kelly.
Yeah.
Rang in.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
Paul Kelly gets about.
He does.
Hey, it's the end of the week, so I've got to thank Richard Marsden pushing buttons.
Pleasure.
Nikki Hamilton produces this shambles. We've got Matt Dow somewhere in the building. No one quite knows where on the pots and pans. Cecilia on the phones. Knob jockeys and button pushers around the network. Oh. Ed Cavalli, more fun than Wood Sing, healthy as always.
Tone, an absolute pleasure, bro.
And really, it's the end of the week, and our key phrase, it's a sad one because, of course, John Inman has passed away. Let's keep it respectful as we do his catchphrase one final time. Everybody,
I'm free!
We'll be back on Monday with two guests, Andrea Powell and Ethel Chomp. All thanks to As Yet Nobody.
Poor Mr. Ballsack.